Blog Talk Radio.
I will continue to put my trust in the Lord. I don't know anyone else to put it in. Don't know any other to put it in. I know if I put it in the Lord, I will get results. He never, ever broken my heart. That's not what he does. He's a healer. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get started here, but before we do, we're going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, to render us a prayer.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. And the scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from and chapter 2. Chapter 3. And verses 1. Well, that's all right. I'm going to go with our foundational scriptures in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give you thanks for another day, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor. Thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor and all those that listen and participate, Father God. Lord, we give you praise. We want to say thank you. For this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God, that we can put our trust in you, Father God. We can lean and depend on you, Father God. Lord, we're so thankful for your word, Father God, that when we're going through, we know we can trust in you. Be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those that are going through, Father God, because we know we can call on you. And you hear and you answer prayer. Continue to bless our pastor, Father God. Give him complete and total healing, Father God. And use him mightily as he teaches this word. And help us to receive the word, Father God. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I'd like to begin by saying that I thank everyone for your prayers, and especially those that have been concerned, for your texts, for your calls. I thank God. I just thank God. Thank you all as well. Also, I urge everyone that are concerned about this nation is to tune in today at 1 o'clock. They're going to be showing the January 6th elections and their recommendation. And I just urge everybody to know that, have that much knowledge of what's going on in this country and things that affect your children, you and your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. So that I was just led to say that because at the end of the day, you're going to see how important it is to continue to trust in God. And we're going to continue our study on trusting God. And we got to trust God with everything. I know that's hard, and I get it. But, brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, according to these scriptures, we better trust God with everything. We're going to add a few scriptures as far as trust is concerned, and we're going to roll from that. Definitely Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And along with that, Psalms 4 and 5. It's going to be one of our foundational scripture this week. We have several others. But 4 and 5, it reads like this. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. That's Psalms 4 and 5.
And reading from the Message Bible. Okay. Keep your mouth shut and let your heart do the talking. Build your case before God and wait for his verdict. Amen.
Amen. So we'll be talking about trusting God for our righteousness. And there's several ways you can look at that, and we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that this week. Trusting God for our righteousness. Stop leaning on your own understanding. Start acknowledging God in all your ways and let him direct your path, especially when it comes to righteousness.
Amen.
Psalm 7 and 1 will be another one that we're going to deal with. I never wrote that down here. 7 and 1. It reads like this. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all of them that persecute me and deliver me.
Amen. Psalm 7 and 1 from the Message Bible. God, God, I am running to you for dear life. The chase is wild. To me, I'm finished. Amen.
O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. See, that's why we went over some things last week about the word trust, what it really means. You're dependent on the Lord. Your dependence of living should be predicated on the word of God.
Amen.
You should go ahead on and make that decision that if you don't abide in God, you're going to die. Just like John 15. If you don't stay connected, if you don't stay connected with God, you're a goner.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have any other hope. See, the kind of trust I'm talking about is that we don't have any other kind of hope. Salvation is nowhere else, brothers and sisters. No other name can a man be saved.
Totally,
completely. And I want to be in agreement with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
I want to be committed, fully committed to him and his word. Because I know if I don't stay committed, I don't have no trust. I played that song because we want to trust in God. That one part of that song I don't like at the end to talk about trust God till I die. Well, I don't agree with that. Because after you die, who you going to trust?
Amen.
So if I would write that song, I would change it. I mean, why are you just going to trust God till you die? Why? What about after death? I want to trust God through eternity.
Yeah, there you go.
Not just,
amen.
I know songs sound good. I get all that. But, hey, I can have what I say. I'm believing in this stuff. I rely on the truthfulness and the accuracy of the word of God. I'm putting confidence in this word. I'm putting, that's what I'm doing. I'm putting confidence in it. So I'm not going to just trust God till I die. It's crazy.
All right.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't get me started this morning. Today is Monday.
That's all right.
But I
they got
know that. I'm not just going to trust God till I die, because after I die, then what?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, you don't want your trust to go beyond that, the grave? I do. That's what Jesus did. He said, you tear this temple down in 3 days. Didn't he say it, Pastor? Didn't he say it?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Amen.
His trust went beyond this world. See, if your hope is in this life in Christ only, you're going to be miserable. The Bible says you're going to be of all men's most miserable. Your trust have to go beyond this life, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Yeah. Say that.
I know somebody may say, well, that's a song. No, that is your testimony. When you're talking about, I'm trusting God till I die, that's what you're saying. You got to hear what you're saying. You're not trusting God till you die. You're going to trust God beyond you die. I'm like David.
Right.
If I made my bed in hell, God going to come and get me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm in the grave.
Mm-hmm. See? Yeah.
That's the kind of trust I'm talking about. Not this old watered-down stuff that people continue to talk about. Psalms 18 and 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom will I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and of my high tower.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, my God, the high cliff where I run for dear life, hiding behind the boulders, safe in the granite hide out. Amen. Amen. All right, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what the Lord is to me. That's what I trust.
All right. Praise God.
While you're there in 18, flip on down there to 30, where he talks about, as for God and his ways is perfect. See, that's that perfect trust, man. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a trucker to all those that trust in him.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Amen. From the Message Bible, what a God. His road stretches straight and smooth. Every God direction is road tested. Everyone who runs toward him makes it. Amen.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about trust. We're going to talk about what it means to really put trust in the word of God. Listen, brothers and sisters, this stuff is real, man.
Yes, it is.
Your life is swinging in the balance, truth and ignorance.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, we don't need to be living like that. We don't need to have the lack of. We need more of.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We need knowledge.
So
we're going to be talking about what it really means to trust in the word of God. I said something yesterday, I think it was yesterday, if I didn't say it on the broadcast, I said it somewhere else. The word is our contact with God. To lose mm-hmm. the word, to lose contact with God.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that one more time because I think somebody might miss that. I said the word of God is our contact with God. Forget this feeling stuff. These old religious folk just, they get on my good nerve, man. Or I just feel it all in. Forget what you feel. Nowhere in the word of God does it teach you to base your life on feeling. Ain't in there. Ain't in there. You ain't going to find it. But we better mm-hmm. put our integrity in the word of God.
Yeah.
You better put the trust in the word of God. It's the word of God that convicts us, brothers and sisters. It's the word of God that makes us right. To lose contact, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again, to lose contact, and let me say our contact. It doesn't sound better. To lose our contact with the word is to lose our contact with God. Well, why do you think he want us to live in the word and the word live in us? He want us to stay connected. You want to get disconnected? Get out of the word of God. Especially you people been around here in the word of God now. They're going to have your head, buddy. Yes, sir. Devil can't wait till you turn loose that word. Because he got something for you. He waiting on you. So you, let me tell you, love, you need to stay connected to the word of God. Everything you're going to ever do or can do is going to be predicated on the word of God. I won't give you a big list today. But guess how? Guess what? You got to get born by the word of God. You got to get healed by the word of God. You got to get saved by the word of God. The word of God is your lifeline. Your spirit is being recreated by the word of God.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, last time I checked, our minds are renewed by the word of God. Remember Romans 12:2? That's Pastor Fine that. Yeah. Why you think James 1:22 to be ye doers of the word and not hearers only? You got to stay connected. When you're doing the word, you're doing God. You're obeying God. When you rightly divide the word of truth, just don't rightly divide truth. No, the word of truth, which is the word of God, it has to be rightly divided. You need to depend on the word of God, or we need to depend on the word of God for our nourishment, our spiritual life. We're dead without
it. Amen. That's right. Amen. Romans 12:2. And be not world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Yeah. You can't afford to live according to the course of this world.
Amen.
Got to get out of that way of thinking.
Yeah.
Got to get out of that way of thinking.
That's right.
Your mind needs to be transformed. To transform something, it's one thing, and then you becoming something else. Can I say that one more time?
Amen. Yeah.
I never forget those little toys. You started off as a little truck, and as you do a few things to it, it get transformed into a stand-up robot. Transformed.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, your mind has to be transformed. It got to go from the natural to the spiritual. You got to trust God. And, and let me tell you what. We are built up with the Word of God. I read that.
Mm-hmm.
He said over there in the book of Acts, right in 20 chapter, I commit you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all them that are sanctified. You want this, that's what you want. You want to be built up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be committed and to the word of his grace. What is that? The word of God, man.
Yes. Yes, you do.
So I look,
mm-hmm.
I look forward to maybe even tomorrow, because before this week, before these lessons is over, we're going to talk about righteousness. Because, see, that's what that fourth, I think, Psalms 4:5 say, man, I want y'all to know, offer the sacrifice of righteousness. We'll get into that tomorrow. Because, see, before they had to offer sacrifice of righteousness. Well, there's still some obedience need to be done now. It don't matter so much what you're sacrificing. The fact of the matter is, are you doing it in obedience to the word of God? So when it comes to righteousness, we're going to talk about why we fail, why the church has failed. Why the church has failed teaching us righteousness instead of teaching us a bunch of old garbage? Why didn't they just teach us righteousness and teach us that so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God? Well, why didn't they teach us to submit to God's righteousness rather than to man's righteousness? Well, you need to do this, do that. No, what does the word of God say I should do? Because I don't need to do anything.
All right.
If there is a need, it's to stay in the word of God. That's what I'm going to do. So I don't need to do that. I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Then we should talk about the revelation of righteousness. See, we need to have a righteous conscience. The only way you're going to get all of this is by putting your trust in the word of God. Because that's where you're going to get it from. And then we might need to talk about what the word righteousness means. Most people don't know the word righteousness means the ability to stand in the presence of God. And there's some things that we're going to look up. They're just going to bless your heart. I don't care about how much you think you know. There's some things we need to look up. Because there's still words that, you know, the Lord tells me to look up something, I'll look it up. Like the word feminine. You take the word feminine, I thought the word feminine was referred to a woman, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean? I can be a feminist. Oh, you can. Oh, yeah. See, when I say that, it doesn't sound right. But you go look up the word and see what feminist means. I'm supporting women's movement, that women should have equal rights. So I'm a feminist. Don't have anything to do with this. See? But in your head will tell you one thing, when in actuality, they're talking about something else.
All right. Mm-hmm.
They're like the word righteousness. That means the ability to stand in the presence of God without condemnation.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what righteousness is. Now, if you just want to know, right down to the nitty-gritty, when you get through doing your Greek and your Hebrew and all those others, it means the ability to stand in the presence of God without condemnation. Well, bless God, Romans 8:1 said, therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So you can stand before God. You're in Christ.
Matter of fact,
you can come boldly before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me go in the most humble way I know. They lying. Lord, I come to you in the most humble way I know. Oh, well, get on your knees then.
Mm-hmm.
Lay parts straight. See, people that lie. I mean, I just get tired of it. They start off in prayer. I don't want to hear that because I know God ain't hearing it because God ain't got time for lies.
All right. Amen.
I'm coming to you in the most humble way I know. Who's getting excited? Who's that for anyway? You know, heard some old saint, old person say that said they are saint, and then you trying to copy that. Do you copy that? I'm going to do it because they said to do it. I'm going to act that way because they said to act that way. Well, I'm excited what God's going to share this week with us. I'm excited. I pray to God you guys get as excited as I am about this word. I know you will. Righteousness, because we're going to get into it. But righteousness, that's your legal right, man. You get born again. That's why you got born again. Mm-hmm. You think you got born again? So you can declare righteousness. Matter of fact, that's what gives you the fellowship with God now. Can't have fellowship with God without righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, and righteousness has to come by faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. That's the only kind of God, righteousness. All this other old self-imposed righteousness, I don't want it. I want the God kind. And the God kind, let me find my Bible here, because it's on page 81. So don't y'all look on page 81. Take me now, I have the same Bible I have.
All right.
So righteousness comes from faith.
Mm-hmm.
So you can work all you want to work, and we might have to separate that too. A lot of people think if I do this, do that. No, that ain't how righteousness works. It ain't granted by works.
Amen.
And it ain't. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. Some folks are going to get, probably disagree, but do your homework. Do your research. It ain't granted by works. Just like it ain't granted by repentance. It ain't granted by crying. Weep all you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beg God either. It's granted by faith.
Right.
That's how righteousness come by faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus told him, said, y'all go there and to Jerusalem and stay till you be endued with power on high.
Mm-hmm.
That was obedience. That was by faith. But we'll get into it because Romans 5:17 says, so we know that we have received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. It's a gift that you receive, and you get it by faith.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it right there. This is the part where we get into, if anybody like to share or have something to say. Now, for those that don't know, baby, I'm ready. I mean, I can go all day long right now. I'm ready. But like I said, I'm going to kind of put things to the side, and we'll just, anybody have any questions about what we're going to talk about this week or anything you want to share, now is the time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I like to read Romans 12:2 from the Message Bible, Pastor, and it reads, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Amen, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact you said, it said, don't do it. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Don't be like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Don't be accepting the behavior of others and their tradition and them going to church and instead of being the church. See, it's easy to get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you allowing the Word of God to change you, you're busy trying to change yourself.
Have mercy.
And that will never tell you what God wants because you're busy changing yourself. That's why you have to accept. See, because a lot of times, and Pastor, you help me out with this, a lot of times we'll do some stuff, and then we think we're righteous, and we're walking in there, and I know I'm right because I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. A lot of times people get caught up in their own action and think that they're living right or doing it the right way because they did it. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
See, and that's
Amen.
Not righteousness, brother and sister. It's a gift. When you get through with all that foolishness, when you get through with all that foolishness, then you get your face before God and tell God you want the gift of righteousness because you can't work for it. You're in trial.
Yes. That's right.
See, when you humble yourself, that's why Paul said there's an urgency here. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you need to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. Well, how you do that? By getting in the Word of God, presenting yourself before him.
Amen. Yeah.
And start with the foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Lord, this body is yours. My mind is yours.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, I personally, because I know I'm going to hear from somebody, but I'll tell you right now, brothers and sisters, all of what I'm going through, it ain't just for this side. I want it to take me on to the other side.
All right. Amen.
See, a lot of people are trying to be righteous on this side so they can impress some people. You know, their mama, their wife, their husband, some folks on the job. Man, I ain't trying to impress nobody but God. But God.
Amen.
Because, see, I want my righteousness to take me to the other side. That righteousness is just going to church. That righteousness is just for this side, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That's so folk can see you. God don't need you to go anywhere for him to give you his righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you, Pastor, for reading that out the Messenger Bible. Anyone else? Anyone? Hallelujah. Anyone? Okay. All righty. Well, if not, we'll see you all tomorrow. And thanks again, Pastor, for closing out yesterday for us.